This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Talk radio that you can call in and bring up whatever is on your mind. But, of course, we bring things to the table, the proverbial table. There's not actually a table here.
Actually, it is a table, Daryl. Well, it's a desk.
It's a desk.
But it is shaped like a table. It's got a flat surface, and we put our tools and implements of destruction on.
And the we being Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And last night we were discussing the Brexit. And it's finally, after like 8-9 months, finally Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, has notified the European Council that the United Kingdoms of England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland will be leaving the EU, and not everybody's happy about it.
See ya.
Scottish independence has now reached its highest level ever. The Scots, of course, having voted against seceding in 2015, I believe it was.
Yep.
And then when the Brexit vote came up, when you look at the polling results, the Scots voted overwhelmingly against Brexit.
Mm-hmm.
But now they might have their own second Brexit, if you will, to where they exit.
I did read that the Brexit vote was like 51-point-something%. So there was a large
portion of the
population that was against leaving the EU.
Very close. And report now from BBC, again, says support for Scottish independence has reached its highest level ever. But the Scottish Social Attitude Survey also suggested the popularity of the EU had fallen. The researchers said this suggests focusing on EU membership may not be the best way to swing more voters towards Scottish independence. The survey has asked the same question about how Scotland should be governed every year since 1999. It was carried out by ScotsIn Social Research and has been published 2 days after the First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, confirmed she wanted to ask the UK government for permission to hold a second referendum on Scottish independence. Sturgeon says that the Brexit vote has left Scotland at a crossroads with an independence referendum needed to allow the country to choose which path to take. But pro-UK opposition parties argue that another referendum will cause further division and uncertainty and is not wanted by the majority of people.
Wait, Scotland wants to leave UK now? Is that what
they tried that a couple of years ago, and they were unsuccessful, and basically they're wanting to try again.
And do what? Like, go back? Like, they don't want to be back in the EU, they just don't want to be a part of the UK?
Well, that's
this is where it really gets confusing.
Right, because support for joining the EU, an independent Scotland joining the EU, support for that has fallen from where it had been previously.
Right.
Huh.
So, yeah, it's basically like it's not what was once a simple choice when they were deciding Scotland stay in
the UK.
The UK or leave. Now it becomes, okay, Scotland, stay in the UK or leave, and if we go, would we become part of the EU or not?
Right.
So it does, anybody who has emotions about any one of those different choices, then it gets all fuzzy.
And the unfortunate part is no matter what they end up doing, somebody's going to be unhappy.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's not necessarily unhappy or a bad thing. I hope that whichever way it falls, that the Scottish people are more free than they are today.
The survey comes as two polls look at the Scottish independence question. The Scottish Daily Mail's poll of 1,019 adults, which was carried between March 8th through the 13th, suggested that when don't knows are discounted, that is the people that are like, I don't know, or I'm undecided. When you subtract those people, Scottish voters would vote 53% to 47% to stay part of the UK. The Times Scotland poll of 1,028 adults, which was carried out March 9th through the 14th, suggested that when don't knows are discounted, Scottish voters would vote 57% to 43% to stay part of the UK.
So it seems like a consistently a majority of those people who care enough to, or they've made a decision one way or another, seem to support staying in the UK.
Correct. Okay. The Scotsend social research author, Professor John Curtis, said you should not compare his survey to the latest pollings commissioned by newspapers. He said the Scottish Social Attitude Survey is not part of a short-term opinion poll. This was a survey that was done with the whole of the last 6 months of last year and is not about trying to measure the short-term variation in the weather, which those two polls out recently do, but rather they look at the long-term change in the climate. A key suggestion in the Scottsend survey was that in the September 2014 referendum had left a legacy of dramatically increased support for independence, and it said the pro-independence movement looked certain to entertain a second referendum campaign in a much stronger position than it had enjoyed ahead of the first referendum. Asked to choose between independence, devolution, and not having any kind of Scottish Parliament at all, 46% of the 1,237 people surveyed between July and December of last year now back independence. This is a higher level of support for independence than any time since 1999 and double the level registered by Scotsend in 2012 when the latest independence referendum campaign initially got underway.
So if they're going to do it, it seems like a good time to throw it back out there on the ballot and see what happens this time. What was the result last time of the referendum?
I do not have the results of that referendum in front of me.
I'm just even trying.
It was fairly close. It was fairly close.
I thought it was like in the 50-couple to high 40s.
Yeah, I think it was somewhere around 45, 47.
Yeah, to like 53. We'll dig that number up so we actually have a real number. But
wait, what was which?
This is looking at the last referendum,
the Scottish independence. The only referendum that they've ever had.
What year was that?
Well, it was actually 2014, September 2014.
Going to be 3 years ago.
So 2.5 years ago, roughly.
Yeah.
The Social Attitude Survey suggested the increase in support for independence in recent years has been most marked among younger people. As a result, there's now a very large age gap in support for independence, with 72% of the 16 to 24-year-olds wanting to leave the UK, compared to just 26% of those over 65. Independence is now the most popular constitutional option, with 42% supporting devolution, while 8% of those surveyed do not want any kind of Scottish Parliament at all. And devolution is basically the British word for federalism. Mm-hmm. You know, more local control. They can't call it states' rights because Scotland's not a state. It's a country. But would wind up, you know, if this devolution thing did go through, would wind up giving the Scots a little bit more local control and less stuff being decided by the British Parliament.
Just in Parliament.
So I just pulled up that Scottish independence referendum. From September 18th, 2014, should Scotland be an independent country? Yes votes, 1,617,989, which was 44.70%.
So 44, almost 45% voted yes.
And no votes were 2,001,926, breaking down to 55.30%.
Yep.
Yeah.
So about 45 to 55%.
And the source of that is obviously Wikipedia.
And again, according to this survey, right now 46%, according to the Scotsend survey, 46% of Scots support the idea of independence. There's more on this, plus something weird about Irish independence, maybe? Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
You need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And have you ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but you've not been able to put that idea into action? Well, you're in luck. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation of WordPress. They have 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-per-week over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL. We're talking second Brexit, specifically the idea of Scotland leaving the Brexit, leaving the UK.
Is this Lord of the Rings? Are we talking hobbits? Brexit, not breakfast.
It's like a piece of a pie.
I thought you were saying second breakfast.
Nope, second Brexit.
Okay.
Second Brexit. Okay. But yes, I did take
it. Yeah, you might need to turn up my headphones just to
Well, you
that.
Just told me to turn them down.
I know. We're getting used to them. I'm using new headphones.
So now you're reminding me of that guy from the Chappelle show that was deaf in the one ear that made the hit. Turn my headphones up. I can't hear you. Turn my headphones up. So hopefully you're able to hear me now.
Hi.
Chris.
Can I hear you now?
So
yes,
second Brexit, Scotland leaving the UK, possibly. New polls suggest that there's more support now than ever before. And again, the referendum that happened in September 2014, just under 45% of Scots voted to secede from the UK. New polls are showing between 43 to 47% support, and there have been three different surveys done, two of them over short periods of time, March 8th through the 13th and March 9th through the 14th. The other survey that was a little bit more in-depth polled people between July and December to try the quote from the professor of Scotsend Social Research, says the short polls are trying to determine a variation in the weather. The longer poll that his company conducted was to look at the overall climate.
Right.
So I'm curious to know, like, now that the UK stepped out of the EU, is, like, the Scottish people, are they more kind of happy about that? Is that, like, maybe one of the reasons they wanted to withdraw from the UK originally was because a lot of the things that they were bound by the EU for?
Well,
but now that they're...
The Scots were actually, my understanding, the referendum back in 2014, the Scots were going to secede from the UK and then seek membership as an independent nation into the EU.
Oh, really?
Yes. But...
But that may have been part of why it failed, huh?
Well,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Out of the frying pan and into another fire?
Well, the Scotsend survey also asked about the EU. Although Scotland voted to remain in the EU during the Brexit, they voted 62% to 38% of Scots voted to remain in the EU. However,
confusing.
The survey suggested skepticism about the institution is now at the highest level ever. 2 in 3 Scots either want Britain to leave the EU or for the EU's powers to be reduced.
No good.
In 2014,
kind of reminds me of like a high school scenario where you just have like everybody switching friends. You know, like one day you're going to sit at this lunch table, then you're going to sit at this lunch table. Now you're like, okay, well, you know, this person decided to go over there, so maybe I'll go sit over here.
I always sat at the same lunch table, and if I walked into the cafeteria that I've not been in 21 and a half years, I could probably still
find your same seat.
Find the same seat. In 2014, the figure, again, for support for the EU in Scotland, the figure stood at just over 53% of Scots that either wanted Britain to leave the EU or for the EU's powers to be reduced.
So that number's going up, and I think it's indicative of probably a lot of countries in Europe that are really starting to feel the effects of this overreaching super government that sits above their own government, and in many ways it degrades their sovereignty.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
and that's
decisions
really what,
we used to make locally, yep. You know, now it's up to some panel in within the EU, and it's crazy.
That's the whole, like, fueling factor behind really any secession movement is control and restriction, you know? Because even, like, if you look at it on such a small scale, right, of, like, parenting, even children, when you try to control them, they tend to resist that control. You know what I mean? So it's not surprising that you have all these big governments like the EU and even the UK in its own restrictive ways that are, like, kind of pushing people to want to withdraw from all the control and regulation.
Well, that's where I think government may be the exception to the rule.
What do you mean?
I think if governments see advantages in being subservient to another government, they're kind of all for it. More to the point, if becoming part of the EU would grant the government of the UK, let's say, more power over its citizens or the ability to tax at higher rates, and then there's always the sort of, hey, don't blame us, it's the EU doing this
right
stuff.
They get to pass the buck.
Yeah, you pass the buck up the chain and you could probably get away with more. So,
but what I do like though is how, like, this whole Brexit thing happened, like, peacefully, you know? It was kind of like, well, hey, we don't want to play your game anymore, we're gonna go away.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the EU was like, no, you can't do that, you know?
No war was fought.
Yeah. So I do
That's a plus.
Kind of, you know, a good sign.
The skepticism in Scotland is even common among those who voted last year to remain in the EU. The report concluded a majority, 56% of all Remain voters, believed the EU should have fewer powers. Those who currently back Scottish independence are also divided in their views about Brexit, with a third voting to leave the EU in last year's referendum. Their support could be at risk if Scottish independence is linked firmly to EU membership. Professor Curtis said the pro-independence campaign has never been stronger electorally in Scotland. And again, the current support in Scotland for Scottish independence is solidly double what it was just a few years ago when the referendum attempts, or, you know, the planning for a Scottish referendum actually wound up got going. So, good chance, according to these polling numbers, you know, unless something drastic changes between now and whenever they vote, does look like very good chance, if they have another vote sometime soon, that the Scots might wind up being independent again.
And I like those young numbers. The younger voters are very much in favor of independence. Good
and
for them.
Then you're going to hear some story about this little Scottish town that's withdrawing from the Scots.
Good. Secede from all the things. This is Free Talk Live from Scotland to Ireland. That's where we're going. And your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we started off with an article that I believe we teased last night about the support for Scottish independence being higher than ever before. And it's not really known whether any of this support or how much of this support is tied to Brexit. The polling numbers, and again, there were a lot of them, seem to be kind of, you know, up in the air about whether or not support for Scottish independence was tied to the Brexit.
Right.
And support among Scots for remaining in the EU has actually declined from even 1 year, actually less than 1 year ago. But apparently the Brexit from the EU has led to, are we calling this Irexit?
No, it's not really Irexit. It's more or less like the preliminary stages to what could be Irexit.
Right, right. It's getting talked about.
Yeah, it's getting talked about. It's basically titled Ireland Voices Anger Over EU Rivals Wooing Finance Firms from London.
Can we call it Ireleave? Because Ireleave. That makes more sense than Irex. Just trying to like slap exit to that's the end of one. Everything.
I like Ireleave.
Come on.
Ireleave.
That's easy.
It's like, you know, Cal Leave Fornia makes more sense than Cal Exit.
I like Calexit. I can't help it. I'm in love with that that suffix.
And I had to bring in this story anyway because the last name, like Mullins, you guys know I'm Irish, so St. Patrick's Day.
I did not know that Mullins was an Irish surname.
My ancestors were actually on the Mayflower.
I did not realize there were
part Irish.
Many Irish that came over on the Mayflower.
I didn't either.
I'm Irish enough to have a little bit of freckles here on my cheekbones.
And so, okay, we're just going to take your word for it at this point.
My 23andMe did not break down the difference between British and Irish. It just lumped that all together.
Gotcha.
But didn't you do that like genetic thing though? Like,
yeah.
The 23andMe, that's the
23andMe.
Genetic test. Okay. So it just has British and Irish as one category, and then it's got like Western European and Eastern European. I am 4% Neanderthal.
I think my great-great-grandmother was Cherokee, so it's up there. Anyway, so this article, like I said, it comes from The Guardian, and it's titled Ireland Voices Anger Over EU Rivals Wooing Finance Firms from London.
So this is not necessarily in response, not directly in response to the Brexit. It's sort of a response to a response.
Well, the subtitle says Dublin makes complaint about other European cities using undercutting to attract businesses looking to relocate after Brexit.
Let's just jump into the article.
Okay. Yeah. So, Ireland has complained to the European Commission that it is being undercut by rival centers competing to host financial firms looking for a base in the European Union outside London after Brexit. Last week, the U.S. insurer AIG became the biggest company so far to pick Luxembourg as its EU base, alarming Irish officials who fear that others may follow.
Well, that doesn't really sound that surprising because based on the numbers that I've seen, I believe Luxembourg is a much more friendly economy and friendly atmosphere to businesses than Ireland.
And I think what we're seeing is lots of businesses, international businesses that wanted to do business in the EU, which is, you know, it's cartel of governments.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to do that, you wanted to be inside of an EU city with the UK leaving the EU, it would make sense for them to want to relocate.
Exactly.
So that's one of those risks that mm-hmm. you take by leaving an organization. Okay, there's going to be some fallout. I might lose some jobs, might lose some business. That's what we're seeing.
Yeah, so while the final terms for doing business with the EU from Britain are uncertain, finance executives say privately they expect Brexit to isolate London and want to establish bases inside the bloc from where they can access its single market.
Okay, this just drives me nuts. There's this thing called the internet that they came up with a few years back that really doesn't matter where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can kind of do whatever you need anywhere.
Hold on. I'm going
you
to
know
play AIG advocate here for a second.
Wow. Can I get say that one more time slowly so we can capture that as a soundbite for later?
Oh, you can find it in the archives, all of the archives for free at freetalklive.com. But there are times where it does
yes.
make a difference where you're located because of various
taxes,
structures
certainly
and regulations.
Certainly.
So, you know, yes, I understand the whole
you can conduct business.
The internet exists so you can conduct business from anywhere.
Right.
But for various tax reasons it does make sense to locate in certain places.
Yeah, so they rent a mailboxes or us in Luxembourg. Everything's good. They can keep their existing building. I'm just kidding. Because it's not that simple. You're right, Daryl.
Mm-hmm. So the four main alternative locations are Frankfurt, Paris, Dublin, and Luxembourg. AIG said its move was driven by Luxembourg's proximity to its European clients and its role as a founder of the EU. Eugen, I think that's his name, Murphy, the minister in charge of promoting Dublin's financial center, described tactics by rival locations as dangerous competition. He told Reuters other cities in Europe are being very aggressive in trying to win business. We have always said we would not be predatory, that we are not interested in brass plating, he said, referring to the practice of setting up a token operation with a brass plate sign outside in order to gain market access. Although the EU wants to show a united front in negotiations with Britain, the dispute is testing this unity. Murphy said he had raised concerns with Valdis Dombrovskis, one of the Commission's most senior officials, about creeping regulatory arbitrage, a reference to undercutting rivals by offering lax regulation. Although banks face strict supervision under the European Central Bank and the Eurozone, there is no similarly powerful regulator for insurers and other financial companies.
So, one thing that I want to correct something that I said, where I said I thought that Luxembourg rated higher than Ireland in the most recent economic freedom map, I was completely wrong.
Really? Way
Luxembourg is ranked 23rd. Ireland is ranked number 5.
Yeah. And so basically, like the article said, where Ireland's upset because it's saying that it's undercutting rivals by offering lax regulations. So basically, the European Union, which is a form of government, is offering AIG lax regulations, more lenient regulations, if they go into Luxembourg.
Right.
Because Luxembourg apparently has bigger government than Ireland, and so little government supports big government in order to benefit.
And what's interesting here is the EU was supposed to be the one of the goals, or at least people anticipated would be a goal, would be a leveling of the playing fields so that bank regulations wouldn't vary dramatically from country to country and things like that. Mm-hmm. But what they did talk about specifically was, well, yeah, we have lots of that, but we don't have it for insurers.
So... Mm-hmm. When has any government ever actually leveled the playing field? It seems to me that every government picks winners and losers.
Right. If who they want to win is lower than where they want them to be, they will level the playing field so that they can then crush and destroy the competitors the government doesn't support.
I remember about a decade ago, might have been a little more than a decade ago, in Birmingham, Alabama, where I was born and raised, the city decided that they were going to offer Walmart this sweetheart of a deal. We'll give you this piece of property. We'll give you all these tax breaks.
Right.
Because we want you to move 3 miles from where you currently are, just outside of the city of Birmingham, into the city of Birmingham. And you know what? That Walmart closed down about 2 years ago. It's not even a Walmart anymore.
You don't
just
hear that
totally
often.
You know, here's millions of dollars and it's not even a Walmart anymore. They pick winners and losers. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE on this St. Patty Day Eve edition, and I don't know why Heather is infatuated with making sure that I make some St. Patty references.
I'm just making sure, you know, because I know there's a lot of libertarians that, you know, act like having fun is a crime. Okay,
exactly.
I'm bringing fun back to the LP. Okay?
No, that's fine, but one of the problems is, you know, we like to try to stay timely. Yeah. So when you make references to the day,
it's tomorrow, Daryl. It's right around the corner.
I know.
This is like Christmas Eve.
He even made fun of my sneakers because they have little St. Patty's Day shamrocks on them.
Oh, I didn't make
Boston
fun.
Boston Red Sox. He didn't make fun of them.
I didn't make fun.
I show him and he goes,
wow.
I think I'm
surprised that somebody would... I'm surprised that somebody would make shoes with shamrocks all over them.
They make shakes with shamrocks in them. Why should you be surprised
by
shoes?
Shamrocks inside the shake. It's a vanilla shake with green food coloring.
Come on. They use real shamrocks in that.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're discussing the Irish anger over the Luxembourg draft of AIG. Like, Luxembourg apparently is recruiting AIG heavily to locate to Luxembourg instead of Ireland.
I think it's poaching.
And the Irish
are very
happy.
Upset.
They're not happy.
And again, the reason that AIG is even looking to relocate from London is because they want to remain inside the EU for various tax purposes, I guess, and possibly also because regulations appear to be a little bit more favorable in Luxembourg.
So, the commission declined to comment on the complaint by the Irish, but an official said it will monitor any developments in this area closely. With final decisions on moves out of London still months away, the rivalry has become increasingly hostile, with some lobbyists for Frankfurt even said to be privately criticizing the Irish accent.
What? Oh, my God.
Nevertheless, Dublin has received 80 inquiries from banks to fund managers, according to IDA Ireland, the state agency that attracts foreign investment, while Ireland's central bank has received 5 applications from insurers to set up shop.
Okay, so 5 insurance companies are going to move to Ireland. One apparently is moving to Luxembourg.
One big one.
Yeah, the big one. But the Irish basically they want all of the gold in their basket.
Yeah, but you know what that means is that AIG is in like bed with the EU basically, so they're going to dominate any insurance market anyway.
Well, the EU is it's a huge market, so I get that part. But the point is no different than. If Daryl and I both decide that we're going to open up gas stations here in Keene, New Hampshire, we're both going to do our best to make our gas station as attractive and as compelling to attract customers, too. So whether it's in lower prices or better service or all these different ways in the free market, that's how we decide things.
Right.
Now, that shouldn't be any different for governments.
Yeah.
If you want the business, make it more appealing.
What this kind of reminds me of, though, is kind of like, okay, if you look at EU as the government, right, like, and AIG, having worked in the insurance industry myself, I worked for Bankers Life.
Right.
It's kind of the same thing happening as, like, what happened with Fidelity, right? Like, Fidelity had that big crisis where they mismanaged and misspent, like, millions and millions of dollars, right? But because they're friends with the government, they don't get punished the same way the little guys that are setting up shop in Ireland would get if they didn't follow the same rules and regulations.
Right. And I'm going to point out a flaw with my analogy of saying governments interacting are sort of like Daryl and I open up rival gas stations. The difference is that governments can sweeten the deal beyond the means of economics.
Well,
they can, and also
you can count on Daryl's gas station and not celebrate holidays.
Exactly.
Throw that out
no
there.
St. Patrick's Day special for you.
The governments can also force you to purchase their gas,
sure,
whether you need to or not. Whereas if you and I set up competing gas stations,
right,
we could not force people to be our customers. We'll get back into this story. Go to the phones. We've got Bo calling in from Virginia. Bo, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah,
hey,
you're on the radio. Go ahead.
How are y'all doing tonight?
Good.
We're doing a radio show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, my thoughts on this are corporations do not need to be in control of our country. And it's a very sad time that we're living in today.
Okay. In what way do you feel they're in control of our country? Or how do they exercise control over our country? And I'm not disagreeing
with
you.
How are they not? I mean, they have every politician in their bank book, you know. It's disgusting.
I do recall reading a Princeton University study that had said that based on American politics, they did all these different studies that America had an oligarchy, not a democracy.
Sure.
Which was,
it's interesting. So one of my favorite examples is the 17th Amendment.
Also, were we not meant to be a constitutional republic, not necessarily a democracy where 51% controls the other 49%?
Well, with constitutional republic, and I'm sure this is something where me and Chris will disagree slightly, it just means that there's a written constitution and an even smaller percentage of people get to dictate and control what everybody does.
Oh, yeah.
And if you look at the World Freedom Index that came out, I think the last one that included personal rights, not just economic, 5 of the top 10 countries not only are not republics, they don't have written constitutions.
I'll tell
you a country that is a republic that does have a written constitution that ranked at the very bottom of the list, North Korea. Another country that is a republic that has a written constitution that also ranks near the bottom, China, another country with a written constitution that is a republic, Cuba. So the words republic and constitution don't mean what most people think they mean.
It's an ideal.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. And I think it's I don't know how you go about reversing this. I don't know if replacing one system of government with another system of government, but through most of my life, what my belief has been that if we could only return to some of the principles that are outlined in the Constitution, it would be better.
We need to return to a gold standard, is what I think.
Well, no argument there for me.
As long as there's no fractional reserve banking, which has traditionally existed as long as there's been governments that are involved in currency. Bo, thank you for the call. Let's get back into this Ireland article. And Ireland, another country that is a republic that has a written constitution.
While Murphy did not name Luxembourg, Irish officials said it was the location that had triggered the concerns. We are hearing from various sources that companies are being offered certain incentives, said Murphy.
Murphy being the minister in charge of promoting Dublin's financial center.
We are hearing from various sources that companies are being offered certain incentives, said Murphy. They are offering a back door to the single market without the requirement to have capital to back up their entities in the EU. Ireland's central bank, wary of the risks in finance after the country was almost bankrupted by a financial crash, is making higher demands, officials and consultants said. Luxembourg does not appear to be requiring companies to set up substantial offices in order to establish an insurer, said one senior insurance executive. This was disputed by Luxembourg's finance ministry, which said it strongly committed to the highest standards in the supervision of the financial sector. A hard Brexit, in which Britain loses access to the EU's single market, would wipe more than 4% off Irish exports, compared with 2.5% for Germany and 0.6% for Luxembourg, an Irish government commissioned report showed. And such a hit for Ireland's export-focused economy could cost about 40,000 jobs.
Now, one thing that was mentioned here about, you know, Luxembourg being a much favorable market to set up shop, it doesn't surprise me at all that AIG or any insurance company would go there as opposed to Ireland.
Yeah, and Ireland was not a shining star during the financial debacle of 2008, 2009.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Hour 2 coming up next. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone. Office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.